الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة، فمن تركها فقد كفر، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, inexorably, with the passage of time, we are getting closer and closer to what is referred to as Sayyidu Shuhur, the leader of the months of the Islamic calendar, that is the Mubarak and the blessed month of Ramadan, evidenced by the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make from the onset of Rajab: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. That, O Allah, bless us in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban, wa balighna Ramadan. From the latter part of this dua, we can see the objective behind this dua, where Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam entreats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that cause us to remain alive to experience the month of Ramadan. The objective of the dua is that. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, O Allah, bless us in Rajab and Sha'ban and cause us to remain alive till we reach the month of Ramadan. So as I mentioned, the objective is to experience Ramadan. Yet why does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam include Rajab and Sha'ban in this dua? In this is a sabak. In this is a lesson. And as I've mentioned many times previously, that when it comes to the commercial world, when it comes to economic pursuit, then this concept or idea of preparing in advance, in anticipation of heightened economic activity, this is something which all of us are familiar with. A businessman doesn't wait for December. He starts stacking his shelves from July and August. Advertising campaign long in advance. He doesn't wait for the season to start. Long in advance, he starts the preparation. In the same way, when it comes to our deen also, we should not be waiting for the hilal of Ramadan to start preparing for Ramadan. But long in advance, this preparation should be there. And very, very important in this preparation, prior to Ramadan, is for each one of us to introspect, look within ourselves. The clock of life was not put on hold because of coronavirus. The clock of life was not put on hold because of a pandemic. A clock of life was not put on hold because of some test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can say last year passed and we'll worry about next year. But the reality that is facing each and every one of us is from the onset, from the time that we were born, the clock of our life is ticking. And this is such an inescapable reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمْ لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. There is a promised time, there is a cut-off. Coronavirus, pandemic, whatever test, earthquake, tsunami, whatever may come, there is a cut-off for each and every one of us. The time of our mort, which before we were born was already fixed. And when that time comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the indelible manner of the Quran says, لَا تَسْتَأْخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةً وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. No extension will be given to anyone. Look to your left, look to your right. Few years ago, you may have been in a habit at the time of iftar, making iftar with a set group of friends. Some of us maybe were dropping off a plate by the house of our elderly parents, or brother, or some relative. We had a set routine that involved certain people that were beloved and close to us. How many of us, the reality and the fact of the matter is that Ramadan is almost upon us, and those same individuals with whom we used to reminisce and spend special moments in the past are no longer with us. So what is the sabak? What is the lesson? To introspect, to take stock, to realize like just like they are no longer with us, will I see another Ramadan after this? Will I get another opportunity after this? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how beautifully to put this advice into our heart, to make us realize that this life is ephemeral, it's a passing phase. We don't have time to be laid back. We don't have time to be taking it easy. We can't take our foot off the accelerator. Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says, أَخَذَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِمَنْ كِبَيَّ. He says, my beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, caught hold of me by both my shoulders. He shook me. And in that hadith, brief hadith, one section, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, عُدْ نَفْسَكَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْقُبُورِ. O Abdullah, count yourself amongst the residents of the grave. Don't rely upon this life. Every moment is precious. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, when it comes to our acts of ibadat, I've mentioned this many times before, we have become seasonal Muslims. We are going through the motions. Mi'raj was last month, Rajab. We will wait a little bit for Sunday night, Shab-e-Barat. To some extent our masajid will get full. Then Ramadan will come, first one or two tarawis, the masjid will be full. Then for many of us, salamu alaikum till the 27th. Then the masjid gets full again. We are going through rituals, we are going through motions. The asbaq, the realities, the haqaiq, the lessons that we are supposed to visit, the introspection that we are supposed to do, and primarily the change that is supposed to come, unfortunately is not coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave every one of us a huge wake-up call, and that wake-up call was this pandemic, which has created absolute and total confusion in the world. The entire system of our lives have been upended. The things which we took for granted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shook those systems also. Primarily, what was this supposed to create in us? Halat, conditions, tests. When it comes, what does Quran tell us? What is the objective? What is the purpose? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَرْجِعُونَ. So that you come back to Allah. So that you knock the door of Allah. So that you connect yourself with Allah. And the most important injunction, and this is what some muzakara I wanted to make, occasion of Jummah, many times I've lamented, time is very limited. But in the light of the Mi'raj which just passed, which is associated with Rajab, Shab-e-Barat is coming. One of the most important preparations for the month of Ramadan is the preparation with regards to our Salah. We have recently, Allah's Fazl, in Tabligh, travel the length and breadth of the country. And we have visited and seen with our own eyes the devastation that has been caused. There are situations where even in our own country, people that were namazis, people that were regularly visiting the masjid, the person will tell you without a frown line on his face, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9 months have passed, I haven't made Jummah Salah in the masjid. Because of circumstances, the talk on our Friday started a little bit early. Look at our masjid. Jumu'ah is a shiar, is a symbol of Islam. Jumu'ah is one of the statements of Islam. And a very great sunnah, a very great sunnah which our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized for the day of Jumu'ah is what we call tabkir. This term may seem strange to many of us. What is tabkir? Tabkir means come early. Come early for Jumu'ah. The masjid should be full long in advance. The morning of Jumu'ah should be beautified with salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the point behind what we are making, my respected brothers? How much closer have we gone to Allah? How much closer have we gone to Allah? The distinction between iman and kufr, the hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahum as-salah faman tarakaha faqad kafar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the dividing line between iman and kufr is salah. After iman, the first test, the most important preparation, the greatest emphasis that Quran and hadith gives, that our Shariat emphasizes over and over again, is our salah. And the sad reality, Allah tested us. Allah tested us. Instead of us running to the masjid, instead of us filling the masjid, instead of us becoming more conscious of our salah, we travel the length and breadth of the country and we see a devastating situation where sadly, ironically, the ummah has been distanced from the masjid. This is such a great command, such a great command, like I said, in the light of Mi'raj. This was that miracle. Allah elevated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is that Nabi. Ali radiallahu ta'ala who says, I walked with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَسْتَقْبَلَهُ حَجَرْ وَلَا شَجَرْ وَلَا مَدَرْ إِلَّا قَالَ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He says, we didn't pass by a tree, a sand heap, a stone, except that it addressed him and said, peace and salutations upon you, O the Rasul of Allah. Allah made him Nabi of the inanimate objects. Allah made him Nabi of the birds. Allah made him Nabi of the insects. Allah made him Nabi of the trees. Allah made him Nabi of Jinnat. Allah made him Nabi of Insan. And what was shown? What was shown on Mi'raj? When he reached Masjid Al-Aqsa, Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, from Adam alayhi salam to Isa alayhi salam had been gathered. And he was commanded by Allah to lead the two rakat salah. So that this living reality was made known to his ummah practically. Ana Nabiyul Anbiya. I am the Nabi of even the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. The Nabi even of the Anbiya to such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كان موسى وعيسى حيا لما وسعتموهما إلا اتباعي. Or كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look at the ummah today. In our weddings, in our marriages, just a little while back, I was in a dindar home, met one person. He says, you know what? Nikah is going to take place shortly. We haven't yet arranged the ring. Where did this custom of ring come from? From the nikah of Fatima? From the nikah of Aisha radiallahu anha? Where does our rituals of photography, of music? Where does our rituals of dressing up in fancy halls? Where does the extravagance that occurs at the time of nikah come from? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is half our religion. This is half our religion, yet the rituals that are attached to it, where are we getting it from? Are we getting it from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or are we getting it from the Jews and the Christians? Or are we getting it from the enemies of Islam? Look at the financial system of our businesses, steeped in riba, steeped in lies, steeped in treachery. Look at our dressing, look at our youth, look at our educational system. Who have we adopted as our role model? Who are we following? Who is our example? Who is our master? Allahu Akbar. Ana Nabiyul Anbiya. He said, I am the Nabi of the Anbiya. And he went on. And he said, leave Leave the ways of the Jews and the Christians. If Musa and Isa alayhimus salam themselves were alive in my time, they also will not go to Jannah unless they follow Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As an ummah today, what sabak have we taken? As an ummah today, what sabak have we taken? Make tawbah. Make tawbah. Give up the ways of the enemies of Islam. These are the lessons that we are supposed to take. Anoint our nikahs with sunnah. Anoint our businesses with sunnah. Anoint our homes with sunnah. Anoint our dressings with sunnah. This is that miracle. Few occasions, few jumas I've discussed already. But ajeeb, what lesson Allah gives us. We find no other surah in the Quran begins with the word Subhan. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. Many will be wondering, Miraj has already passed, why am I even talking about it? It's not my objective to go into the discussion of Miraj, no. My objective is, what is the sabak? What is the lesson? And have we taken the lesson? سبحان. What does سبحان mean? Allah is spark. Allah is pure. Allah is free of every weakness, every blemish, every defect, every fault. And over and above that, Allah is free of the laws of physics, of science, of astronomy, of astrology, of zoology, any of the systems of this world by which He has beset His makhluk. Allah Himself is above all that. Taken from the home of Umm Hani radiallahu anha, the sister of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Taken to the Hatim. And what happens in the Hatim? Open heart surgery. The chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is opened up. The heart is taken out. Two containers are brought. One of them contains Zamzam. One of them contains Noor. The heart is first bathed in Zamzam. Cut open. Noor is filled into the heart. Is there any surgeon present? Is it done in an ICU? Are any of the modern instruments of medicine present? Is there a ventilation machine? None of the systems. Subhan. Allah is pak. Allah is pure. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is looking at his heart taken out of his chest. Put back. The chest is sealed. Not one sign. Not one blemish. Subhan. Buraq is brought. Tawilun abiyad. The description comes in the hadith. Dun al himar, fawq al himar dun al baghl. Slightly bigger than a donkey, smaller than a mule. An animal is brought. What is the speed? Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mounts this animal. A journey begins at supersonic speed. 14 centuries ago, this ummah is informed. Open heart surgery will become a possibility. Travel at supersonic speeds will become a possibility. What is the speed of the buraq? As far as the eye can see is each step of this animal. Taken from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Now a journey begins. Many of us, if we read the weather report, take the trouble of reading the smaller print every morning, you'll see there. You'll read about atmospheric pressure, 1024 kPa plus minus. We learned this in school. Many of us forgot it also. What is it? Allah's system in this world, that every one of us has approximately 1 ton of atmospheric pressure bearing down upon us. Why are we not crushed? 1 ton's weight upon you. Why are you not crushed? Because Allah has created a system inside each of us. Blood pressure inside the body mitigates the effect of the atmospheric pressure outside. As ascension starts, as you start traveling higher and higher, the outside atmospheric pressure gets less. What should happen? Because of the pressure inside, you should explode. So what do they do? When they travel in space, they wear an astronaut suit to create fictitiously the outside pressure so that your own body does not become a bomb. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in his kurta, in his lungi, without any astronaut suits, without any of the systems, begins this journey. Subhan. Allah is pak. Allah is pure. Allah is not in need of time and space. Allah is not in need of any of the systems of this world. Allah is above that. Such a vast space. Allahu Akbar. We look up, we only see the sun. The sun is one star. What is the size of the sun? It is said you'll fit 1.3 million earths inside the sun. One star. Diameter 1,394,000 kilometers. In this galaxy in which we live, the Milky Way, they estimate there are 200 billion stars. One of them the diameter 1.4 million kilometers. One of them the diameter 4 billion kilometers. What is the size of just this? Just this one galaxy, if you travel at the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second, 300,000 kilometers per second. At that speed, in one year, what is the distance you will cover? 9.461 trillion kilometers in 1 year. That is what is called one light year. It is said this galaxy is 100,000 light years. And they estimate there are 2 trillion other such galaxies in which there are so many stars. Stars are situated sama'ud dunya, underneath the first heaven. This is what Quran tells us. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظَ. Allah says, we have decorated underneath the first heaven with stars. How many stars are there? How many stars are there? Scientists estimate there are 7 sextillion stars. Fancy figures. You want to make it simple, they say take this number 7, add 23 zeros after it. That is the number of stars. Make it even simpler. They say the number of grains of sand on the earth multiplied 10 times. That is what they estimate is the number of stars in the visible universe. How much is visible? 3-5%. The other 95% is dark matter, dark energy. They can't even see that. That is only sama'ud dunya. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in milliseconds is taken above all the space. First heaven, Adam alayhi salam. Second heaven, Zakaria, Yahya, Isa alayhi salam. Third heaven, Yusuf alayhi salam. Fourth heaven, Idris alayhi salam. Fifth heaven, Harun alayhi salam. Sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salam. Seventh heaven, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Beyond all that, in Norway there is one sign, end of the world. In Norway there's a sign, those who have been may have seen it. End of the world. Where is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taken? On this journey, in milliseconds, taken to the point, Sidratul Muntaha. What is Sidratul Muntaha? In layman's terms, end of the universe. End of the universe. Jibreel says, Ya Rasulullah, if I go beyond this point, one hair's breadth, I also will be burned to ashes. Permission is given for no creation of Allah to go beyond this point, besides Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Qazi Ayaz, rahimullah, in his Shifa'i mentions the riwayat, Faraqani Jibreel, wan qata'ati aswat, fasami'atu kalama rabbi. He says, I went beyond the Sidratul Muntaha. I was completely alone. I had reached a point no creation of Allah has ever been. There was total, complete silence. He was insan, he was a human being. Naturally, an element of fear entered the heart. All of a sudden, he says, فَسَمِعْتُ كَلَامَ رَبِّي. I heard the kalam of Allah. I heard the kalam of Allah. لِيَهْدَأْ رَوْعُكْ. Do not be afraid. Ya Habibi Udnu. Ya Habibi Udnu. Ya Habibi Udnu. Oh my beloved, venture even further. Venture even further. Venture even further. Kamal Qurb. Kamal Qurb. Qurb with Allah like no creation. Allah is free of space and time, coming and going. This is just for our understanding. Taken to that pinnacle, a conversation ensues. Like I said, I'm not going to go into the detail. Very briefly, Ya Rabbi, ittakhadhta Ibrahima khalila, wa ataytahu mulkan azima, wa kallamta Musa taklima, wa ataytahu Dawood mulkan azima, wa alanta lahu al-hadid, wa ataytahu Sulaiman mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'dihi, wa sakharta lahu ar-riyaha wal-jinn wash-shayatin wal-insan, wa ahyayta li Isa al-mauta, famadha ja'alta li? Allahu Akbar. Look at the beautiful manner. Ya Allah, oh my Allah, you made Adam your Safi, your chosen one. You spoke directly to Musa alayhi salam. You softened lead for Dawood alayhi salam. You gave Sulaiman alayhi salam a kingdom over the jinnat, shayateen, birds and insects. You brought the dead to life for Isa alayhi salam. Famada ja'altali, O my Allah, what have you kept for me? Allah says to him, Awalaysa qad ataytuka afdala min dhalika kullihi, have I not given you better than all this? Adam safiullah, Musa kalimullah, Isa ruhullah. Alayhi salam, amma anta, you fahabibullah, you are the beloved of Allah. You are the beloved of Allah. Wa alla dhukirt illa dhukirta ma'i. And from now till Qiyamah, my name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never to be separated till Qiyamah. But what is the sabak? What is the lesson? Many times I give this example. You go on a journey, you come back, your little children, my grandchild, first thing open the door. Nana, what surprise you brought for me? What gift you brought for me? Allah took him on Mi'raj. Allah took him to that point no creation of Allah has ever been. Kamal-e-Qurb. What did he come back with? That command of Allah. That command of Allah. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam were commanded by Allah. Isa alayhi salam. Inni abdullah atani al-kitab waj'alani nabiyya waj'alani mubarakan aynama kuntu wa awsani bis-salati waz-zakati ma dumtu hayya. Command of salah. Maryam alayhi salam, his mother. Ya Maryam uqnuti wasjudi warka'i ma'ar raki'in. Ismail alayhi salam wa kana ya'muru ahlahu bis-salati waz-zakah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, aqimis salah fa idha faraghta fansab wa ila rabbika farghab. Anbiya were commanded. Isa alayhi salam was commanded. Maryam alayhi salam was commanded, his mother. Ismail alayhi salam was commanded. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was commanded. Then the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not one time, not two times, not three times, not four times, not five times, 10 times. Aqimus salah. As if the ground is telling you, the sky is telling you, the mountains are telling you, the vegetation is telling you, every posture of that salah. You want to find Allah, you want the love of Allah, you want the closeness of Allah, it is in salah. When the person stands, Allahu Akbar, like the poet says, فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلتَّكْبِيرِ لَا قَتُ رَحْمَةٌ فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلتَّكْبِيرِ لَا قَتُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبَدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. He says, when you say Allahu Akbar, takbir-e-ula, every veil, every boundary, every distance, every obstacle between you and Allah is removed. You are, Allah's mercy rains down upon you. And your example is like that person who is making knock, 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 knock. Where? At the arsh of Allah. وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا. Metaphorically, it is as if your mi'raj has taken place. You are in direct munajat. You are in direct communion with Allah. فَيَاتُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. Like the poet says, Mubarak to you, if only you would have khushu in that salah. If only your heart would be present in that salah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It is as if you are addressing the trees in front of you, the earth in front of you. When you go into ruku', Subhana Rabbi Al Azim. It is as if you are addressing the ground in front of you. Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana lakal hamd. The atmosphere around you. Then you put your forehead on the ground in sajda. No greater expression of Allah's love, of Allah's marifat than that sajda. Subhana Rabbi Al Ala. The entire earth is shaking with the sound. Subhana Rabbi Al Ala. This is that command of Allah. Anbiya were commanded 10 times in the Quran. This ummah is commanded. And that day, this is that command. One salah that this ummah will miss. Allah's qasam, that day will come. If this whole earth is turned into gold, the mountains are turned into gold, the rivers and oceans are turned into gold, and you want to pay ransom for one salah, Allah's qasam, it will not be sufficient. It will not be sufficient. It will not be sufficient for even one salah. Cry tears of blood when this ummah has abandoned the masjid. Cry tears of blood when you see Muslim homes upon Muslim homes at the time of Fajr. Azan is called out, those little children are sleeping. The parents are sleeping. Cry tears of blood when you walk into Muslim businesses. On the other side, Azan is being called out. Still the financial, commercial gain is going on. With this in mind, that salah will become an impediment to my worldly advancement. My respected brothers, what sabak have we taken? What lesson have we taken? That day is coming. That day is coming. Quran warns us, the entire creation will be standing in front of Allah, on the command of Allah, everyone will go into sajda, but, there will be the backs of those that will be straightened. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ The command will become, go into sajda, but they will not be able to make sajda. Their backs will be hardened as the first saza, as ruswai, as disgrace in front of the entire creation. These are those nalaik. These are those unfortunate ones. Allah's caller would call out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. And that call repeatedly will fall on deaf ears. Yawma yukshafu an saq, wa yudawna ila sujood, fala yastati'oon. My respected brothers, Mi'raj, read the details. Shab-e-Barat is coming, read the details. Take the sabak. Take the lesson. Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, puts it beautifully. Lil abd alladhi bayna lil abdi bayna yaday Allahi mawqifan mawqifun bayna yadayhi fi salatihi wa mawqifun bayna yadayhi yawm liqa'i rabbih. Allahu akbar. He says, in the life of every believer, in the life of every believer, there are two occasions when Mi'raj takes place. I'm using the word Mi'raj. He didn't use the word Mi'raj. What did he say? Two occasions when you will present yourself in Allah's court. In your life, there are two occasions when you will present yourself in Allah's court. The first occasion is 5 times every day. Mawqifun bayna yadayhi fi salatihi. When Allah's summoner calls out, and understand, Abdullah bin Maktoum, blind sahabi, kaan khol kar sun lena. This is a sahih hadith. Blind sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ana rajulun darirun. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I am a blind man. Halli min rukhsa. Can I perform my salah at home? Can I perform my salah at home? My Nabi asks him one question. Atasma'un nida. O Abdullah, can you hear the azan? He says, yes, Ya Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar. Rahmatulil alameen. Mercy from head to toe. He said, ma ajidu laka min rukhsa. I can't find any reason to excuse you from the masjid. A blind man. We can't even see this virus and we have abandoned the masjid. Make tawbah, my respected brothers. Our protection is the masjid. Our protection is to connect with Allah. Don't cut yourself off from the masjid. Iqamatul salah is for men with jamaat in the masjid. This Ramadan that is coming, don't make it a dry Ramadan. Don't look for shortcut taraweeh. Come to the masjid, spend time in the masjid, connect with Allah. You don't know if you'll see another Ramadan. Establish salah. Develop our salah. Go into ruku so somebody looking at you will think this man is not going to wake up from that ruku. Go into sajda so that somebody is looking at you will think this man is not going to wake up from this sajda. Then see the mazah. Then see the ecstasy. Then see the beauty. Ibn al-Qayyim, 2 occasions in your life you will present yourself in Allah's court. He says the first is in your salah. The first is in your salah. When you say Allahu Akbar, you are in Allah's court. فَمَنْ قَامَ بِخَ And then he says, the second occasion, مَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ is on the day of Qiyamah. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته